Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Our agenda is here. On the agenda today, we need to review the Credential CG presentation to the Web Payments Interest Group, because we have an hour-long block on the Monday to present to them. We need to review the face-to-face agenda, make sure that we've got stuff on there that make sure that we're talking about the things that we need to face-to-face, and then do a quick review of the credentials use case vote. Any other items that should be added to the agenda? Anything else that we should mention? Okay, then let's go ahead and dive into the agenda. Who just joined?
This is Dale McCrory from CourseLoad.
Hey. Sorry, what was his first name again? Dave or Dale?
Dale.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Good.
No, Dale is the gentleman that one of the two gentlemen that I suggested join the committee.
Okay, fantastic. Dale, would you mind giving a quick introduction? We're just getting started,
yeah,
so we haven't
sure.
started with the main agenda. Could you do a quick introduction of yourself?
Yeah, certainly. In the enterprise space for about 8 or 9 years. Historically, I've been in the integration space around, and as the principal product manager of the ExactTarget platform that was bought by Salesforce, dealing a lot with enterprise integration, APIs. At that particular point, the identity of the consumer and the 360-degree view of an individual was an important topic for us. I'm no longer at ExactTarget, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But the idea of how do you bring together information about an individual when they have many different online identities was a key problem that we had to deal with at ExactTarget. And now that I'm at CourseLoad in the higher education space, one of the things that's important to me, and I'm the director of product management here, is how do educational experiences and the content that's associated with educational experiences follow an individual as they move from institution to institution over the course of their lifetime. You might have an example where someone is doing their undergrad in their 20s, and maybe they come back and when they're in their 30s, and maybe they come back again in their 50s. All of those, that's still the same person, but to the higher education market, there's no way to actually correlate that all together, especially if they're moving from institution to institution. So that the identity is the center point of that particular problem. So that's why I'm really excited about the work that's happening here and interested to see where it goes.
Great. It's music to our ears, Dale. That's exactly the type of stuff that we're working on here. So great that you're able to participate in the work. Let's see, who just joined?
That's me, Nate Otto.
Hey, Nate, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Okay, so thank you, Dale, for the introduction. That's, like I said, that's all stuff that we're working on here, so you're in a very good company. On the phone with us, just so that you know, we have Mary Bold from a credit trust, Nate Otto from Concentric Sky, is that right, Nate?
Yeah, that's correct. Software
okay.
development and working with Badges.
Okay, this is your first time on the call, isn't it, Nate?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, would you mind giving a quick intro to yourself as well?
Sure, yeah. So I've come into this group from the Open Badges community. I've been working with Open Badges for about 2 years now, and I just took a job at Concentric Sky to build out their open badging infrastructure.
Brilliant. Also, for those that don't know, Nate is very deeply involved with the technical work on Open Badges, specifically looking at JSON-LD and the mapping, along with a billion other things. So Nate's a very, very active member in the Open Badges community, so it's fantastic to have you here, Nate.
Great, thanks. Glad to be here.
Okay, so I think we've got, let's see, what connections. So who else do we have on the phone? We have Dave Longley and Dave Lane from Digital Bazaar. They're involved more from the payment side of the identity work and the credentials work that the group here is doing. Their main focus is making sure that we can meet the Know Your Customers and the anti-money laundering requirements from the financial industry. So we're looking at credentials to solve that problem. And then also Mark, who I believe everyone else on the call knows. Okay, let's see. Let's go ahead and jump in the agenda today. It's a lot of prep work for a W3C TPAC that happens next week. So the first item up on the agenda today is a review of the Credentials Community Group presentation to the Web Payments Interest Group. So just so everyone's aware, actually, hold on, sorry, one more piece of administrative stuff. Nate, you're on the IRC channel. Dale, we have an IRC channel that we use, a chat channel that we use, that we dump links and things like that into. If you're in front of a computer, you probably want to join. All you need to do is go open up a web browser and go to tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/opencreds, OPENCREDS. And that should bring up a baby blue screen and ask you a couple of things.
All right, I'm there. Thank you.
Great. Okay, so let me go back. We're going to start reviewing the Credential CG presentation to the Web Payments Interest Group. The link for that is here, and I'll repaste the link. Here we go, Dale. Okay, so the link to that is there. This is a very rough draft of a presentation that we're doing on Monday to the Web Payments Interest Group. We are trying to convince the World Wide Web Consortium that credentialing should be an official work item of the World Wide Web Consortium, meaning we want to take something standards track and we want to do it sooner than later. We have a couple of proposals on the table on what that technology should be, but before we get, you know, before we really start talking about those proposals, we need to make the case to the W3C membership. TPAC is happening, the W3C Technical Plenary is happening next week in Santa Clara. We have a couple of opportunities to make some noise around credentials at the Technical Plenary, and we're going to take every advantage that we can to do that. The first presentation is Monday at 12 noon. And that's what this presentation, the slide deck that I just put in here, that's what this presentation is about. We're trying to introduce the people that are interested in the payments work, the official payments work at W3C. We're trying to get them interested in the credentials work as well. And we already have a number of people that are very supportive of the work. We just need to introduce the rest of the rest of that group to what we're doing. We're taking this approach because the Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering angle is a really important one. It's a really important problem that needs to be solved on the web and in finance in general. And if we can get, we have many players from the education space, on the call today. We're also looking at it from a healthcare and financial industry perspective. And if we can get those three industry verticals together on a single solution or a set of standards, then that is going to really help us make this work into a worldwide standard. So the presentation is designed to be a very high-level overview of credentials and badging. So I'm looking at the presentation right now, the second slide. We just define what a credential is, really high-level. This is what the community group had agreed to, the definition that the community group had agreed to in the charter. Then we go to what the Badge Alliance is doing to give people – the Badge Alliance has a really great video. I talked to Chris McAvoy and Sonny Lee about this last week, and they said, you know, unfortunately, Badge Alliance can't attend, but we're going to run this video and just talk a bit about the Badge Alliance and what they're doing with badges and digital learning and lifelong learning. And then a credit trust is going to talk about high stakes credentials and extensibility and digital signatures and that kind of stuff. And then we're going to have educational testing service that does the SAT, TOEFL, GRE, Praxis, all those tests. We're going to have them come in and say, effectively, we're a really big player in the space. We want this stuff to succeed. And so basically we're outlining that there's a really strong desire from the educational side of things to get this stuff to work. We don't have to make the financial industry case because everybody in the room knows about the financial industry case. And then, of course, healthcare, people can put, you know, two and two together. They'll understand that the credential stuff can be used for other things. I'm on slide six, credential CG. What does the credential CG do? We're basically outlining, look, we're pre-standards, we work on experimental technology, we're an incubator for standards potential technology, we're inclusive and transparent, anyone can join the calls, we discuss things like use cases, requirements, and specifications. So that's the open, you know, that's just kind of a get everyone grounded in the room, get them to understand what the CG works on. Are there any questions up to this point? Does anyone feel uncomfortable with the order or what we're presenting? Is there any confusion or concern about the slides up to this point?
Hey, this is Nate. Just a question. Is someone from ETS going to be presenting with you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I believe Bill Gebert's going to be there. Bill Gebert from ETS is going to be there, and he's going to be the one presenting. Okay, any other questions up to this point? Okay. The other folks that we're going to have in the room are, you know, groups like Bloomberg and the National Association of Convenience Stores. And unfortunately, the rest of them I can't talk about because it's a W3C member-only list. But we're expecting 50 people in the room, each one of them from a different organization, each one of them from a very, very large tech company. So pick the top, you know, the top 20 tech companies in the world, and about 70% of them are going to be in the room. Okay, the next slide there, I'm looking at a brief history. The title is A Brief History. And we just go through, you know, where this work came from. In hindsight, I should probably put something about Badge Alliance on there as well. This is from the credential CG standpoint, you know, where the technical specs that the CG has currently came from. But we should probably put the Badge Alliance stuff on there as well because we have them in the tech stack later on in the document. Next page just talks about our focus. We're not trying to boil the ocean. We want a very, very tight focus. We're not trying to solve identity for everyone. We're just trying to focus on credentials. And the idea behind, you know, storing, transmitting, and verifying credentials on the web, credentials/badges on the web. So we're going to stay very far away claiming that we have the solution for identity on the web because it means a different thing it means different things to different people, and there's a very rich history of failure around that, around those sorts of initiatives. So we want to keep our focus tight. The next slide should read slide 9 at the top of your URL bar. What are our focus and priorities? We outline some of the design criteria and use cases that we've been working on and link to the use cases document. The next slide is the technology stack, and this is something that we worked on with Badge Alliance. I talked with Sunny and Chris about having the Open Badges stuff in the tech stack along with the identity credentials stuff. And that just outlines, you know, this is what we have today. We're trying to converge. There's active work in attempting to converge, but that is, it's ongoing work. Okay. So any questions on the focus, the use cases, or the technology stack from anyone? Any concerns about what we're presenting? Is there anything that's not clear on there? Okay, if there's nothing, we'll go ahead and move on. Slide 11, you should see it up in your URL bar. Collaborators is the title of the slide. So we're talking about where active collaboration is happening right now. We've got two sides of this. On the left side are all the technical groups that we expect to be involved in the work. So we've got organizations within the World Wide Web Consortium, like the Web Payments Community Group, the Credentials Community Group, the Web Payments Interest Group, which is the official steering group. They're the ones that are going to recommend whether or not official work should start on credentials. And we also have the Future Payment and Identity Technology Working Groups that might join, or that might be created as spin-off groups from the Web Payments Interest Group. We also have the IETF work. And Dave Longley saying he can't see those images. Is anyone else having a problem seeing those images? They're SVGs.
Oh, I assumed there were just empty slides on TechStack and Collaborate. Yeah.
That's unfortunate. I can see them in Google Chrome. They're SVG documents. Luckily, I'm going to be presenting, so we'll be able to see this stuff on there.
Just a note, I'm also using Google Chrome, and I can't see them. So I don't know if there's also a version problem, so don't upgrade your browser if you'll be presenting.
About Chromium, I'm using version 35. I'm sure you're using a newer version. Okay. I will try to go in and put in... I'll put in PNG fallbacks if the SVG rendering isn't working for people. That's unfortunate. Can you see, let me copy image URL.
Yeah, I'm using Chrome 38, so don't upgrade to that.
Okay. Can anyone see that document, that image there?
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, that's weird.
Yes.
I guess they have a bug. Okay, so that's the tech stack that I was talking about, and here is the collaborators image. So can you see that?
For some reason, in my inspecting panel, it just says that it's 0x0 pixels or something. So the SVG does render. It's just 0x0 up in the very top corner of the slide.
Weird, weird, weird. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad we found that out now instead of next week. So thank you. I'll try and figure that out. We'll try and recreate that and get those images visible on the pages. Okay, so the let's go back to the tech stack. Does the tech stack look? It's not completely precise, but it is we feel it's good enough for presentation. I mean, Digital Bazaar has taken a look at it, and the Web Payments CG has taken a look at it, and they think it's good enough for presentation. Any concerns about the tech stack image? Okay, and then the collaborators image is broken into two sides. We've got the technical groups on the left and the policy, regulatory, and lawmaking groups on the right. So the technical groups at W3C are Web Payments, Credentials, the Interest Group, and we've also got the IETF. The IETF is involved in, for example, the HTTP signatures work, signing HTTP messages work. And then we have organizations that kind of bridge the divide between technology and policy. So Badge Alliance is one of those organizations. The Open Payments Foundation is another one of those organizations. And then, let's see, modeling is misspelled. Thank you. I will fix that. Yes. Okay, I'll fix that, the image. Okay, we didn't list any of, like, the U.S. Department of and the educational institutions. We didn't list because we wanted organizations that were actually on the phone to participate. Meaning that I didn't want to list any of the organizations that we're working with yet because we haven't talked to them about listing them on any of these any of these documents. Okay, Bill, I'm getting quite a bit of feedback from your phone, I think.
Sorry.
No problem. Bill, also important to note, if we're looking at the technology stack slides, and ETS is going to be slide 5 here. So you're in IRC right there. We need to talk about what ETS wants to say at some point this week. So if we can have a quick offline discussion about that. That'd be great.
Certainly, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, jumping back to slide 11 in the collaborators image. Link there. Yeah. So, any concerns about collaborators or what's on that image? Is there anything missing from that general diagram? Okay, if not, we'll move on. Keep in mind that, you know, we can have input on these slides up until Friday of this week, I think. So if anyone finds any problems or thinks there should be another slide in there, please recommend that addition before Friday. Then slide 12, next slide, it says CCG and WPIG. That stands for the Credential Community Group and the Web Payments Interest Group. Kind of outlining the way that the groups would like to collaborate. So we're basically saying that Credential CG is going to provide input technology to the Web Payments Interest Group for consideration, things like the identity credential spec and, you know, the open badges stuff. We're just going to feed that in so that when they when they're talking about know your customer and figuring out whether or not how to prove someone is who they say they are, that we've got we are feeding in, you know, what we believe best of breed technology, what we believe best of breed technology is, into that group. We're also going to continue to experiment with pre-standardization credentials technology in the group, and we'll continue to perform outreach in coordination with groups from the education and healthcare space, and feed that input into the web payments credentialing work, potential credentialing work. And then, you know, slide 13, the next slide is basically a high-level, where do you want to go from here slide. We've got, you know, we can go into the credential CG use cases that we have. We can look at some of the pre-standardization specifications that we have, which is basically the identity credential stuff and the badge alliance specs. We can look at a demo of the identity credential stuff working, or TrueCred, or the you know, open badges stuff. I still need to put the links in there on that for open badges. Or we can look at input that we got from the policy and civil society side of things when we went to present in Turkey, in Istanbul, Turkey, last month at the Internet Governance Forum. So this is basically a question to the web payments group, you know, what they're most interested in discussing further. We have 20 minutes to run through the presentation, and that's around 20 minutes of slides that's there. Okay, so at this point, are there any concerns about what we're presenting? Is there anything out of line? Are we missing something big?
Nate's got something in IRC.
Right, so slide 13. Go ahead, Nate.
Oh, yeah, if you need help figuring out what to put in for an Open Badges demo, let me know if I can help you cook something up.
Yes, please send me
if that's something you want. Okay, cool.
Yeah, please send me a couple of links. Like, you know, what's the core kind of marketing demo that you show folks for the open badges stuff? The shorter it is, and the more info packed it is, the better.
Cool. And do you want like a demo of something actually working and showing off some validation of badges, or because mostly I think people just show off pictures and paragraphs of text.
whatever you think is best. I mean, you might want to pull Sunny and Chris into that conversation, so that we're showing something representative of what we want to show.
Sounds good. I'll talk to them and get back to you in a couple days.
It's up to you. Yep, that'd be great. Okay, I think that's it for the presentation. Other than, you know, we've got to put some more open badges stuff in here. We've got to fix those image issues with the SVG images. And we have to link to some Open Badges demos and the Open Badges specs on slide 13. Any other changes other than that? Okay. If anyone thinks of anything between now and Friday, please send it to the mailing list so that we can get the changes in as soon as possible. Okay, if there's no other discussion on this agenda item, we can move to the next one, which is a review of the credentials CG face-to-face agenda. Okay. So there's a very, very drafty agenda here. Let's see, face-to-face agenda. This is the agenda for Tuesday at PPAC. We are meeting there's something called the advisory committee meeting, which is a huge, huge, huge meeting. That's the reason the TPAC stands for technical plenary. That's the TP part of it. And then the AC part of it is the advisory committee meeting. And that's from 11 to 3 PM on Tuesday. Many of the big, you know, representatives, W3C representatives for organizations like, you know, Microsoft and Google and Facebook and Yandex and Yahoo, all of those people end up going to the AC, but there are many, many other people that are not the AC rep that are looking for something to do during that time. And so the Credential CG meeting will happen between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Next Tuesday. And we've got to fit lunch in there somewhere. So the idea was to basically have a very fast kind of hour and 15-minute meeting before lunch to introduce everyone to the Credentials CG. Those, you know, people that are joining that have never been there, you know, have never been to one of our meetings, introduce them to the high-level goals, what we're going to try and accomplish in the afternoon. And then during the afternoon, we'll have lunch, an hour for lunch, and then during the afternoon, we're basically going to jump into demos and use cases and roadmap discussions. So we would probably want to do some quick demos to ground the work. You know, this is a credential. This is what, you know, this is how you verify a credential. And then we might want to talk about our design criteria and our use cases just to further ground the types of things that we're talking about. And then go into discussion about some future things like or future work, like work that we want to do in the next 6 months, like talking about how we're going to align the endorsements work here with the endorsements work in the Badge Alliance, talking about a vocabulary for credentials and badging, and how we would like the Badge Alliance to, you know, take that work on, what are things that we're working on now that we should cut, what things are missing, and just general discussion about the state of things as they exist today. And that's going to be an hour-long discussion. And then the future planning is going to be, unfortunately, a 20-minute discussion, so 2:30 to 2:50 p.m. where we're talking about if we're going to keep these calls going, how are we going to coordinate work with the Web Payments Interest Group, how are we going to coordinate with IMS Global and PESC and Badge Alliance and Caliper and organizations like that, and what we're going to do to drive more membership into this group. So that's the general layout. But honestly, I spent about 15 to 30 minutes thinking about the agenda and putting things on there. So we may need to, you know, rethink it or rearrange it. Any high-level thoughts on the agenda for TPAC, the Credential CG face-to-face agenda at TPAC? Is there anything missing from there? Any discussions that we want to have earlier than later? So that's either stunned silence or agreement.
I'm mostly in agreement with it. It's very similar to the discussion that we had for a similar meeting for the Web Payments Community Group. I think it's good to have some kind of demo to give people an idea for where the technology is and how it can or will fit together in the future. I think covering exactly where the community group came from and where it's headed, those are all good things. I think there will be plenty of discussion about how this stuff is going to fit in with web payments. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Okay, and Nate's saying he thinks it looks pretty good. Yeah. The one concern I have about the agenda is that it's like the flow is a bit off at this point. I don't know if it flows really well. It just looks like we have a bunch of discussion items. And honestly, that, you know, some of the working groups at W3C, all they use the face-to-face time is to basically, you know, sit down in a room with one another and go down their issue tracker and, you know, mark off as many items as they possibly can. Usually it's the difficult to discuss things. The things that are very difficult to discuss over a mailing list, like fundamental technical direction, those are the things that face-to-face meetings usually spend time discussing. Unfortunately, we're not going to have Badge Alliance there, so we can't really, really get into that. And I think that, you know, that's certainly one of the discussions that we need to have is how are we aligning the work with Badge Alliance? How are we making sure that we're, you know, kind of working towards the same goal instead of accidentally fragmenting the market? So while we can have some of that discussion without, you know, any Badge Alliance members in attendance, it's important that they are in attendance so that we can discuss it. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks, that's going to, you know, we're going to be able to get folks from Badge Alliance on the phone to discuss that stuff. And Sonny and Chris have been showing up for very regularly to meetings anyway. So,
if you wanted to tweak the flow a little bit, I guess it could sort of start out as talking about, briefly go over, this is where the Credentials Community Group came from and why it split out from the web payments work. So it's clear that why you're even talking about credentials, that sort of in a way that's related to the web payments IG. And then you can talk about the evolution of that just briefly and talk about how that moved, how talking about credentials and identity and those sorts of things fit into these other spaces and how these same technology and ideas solved the problems in these other spaces. And then you can talk about how these other players came in from these other spaces to try and work on the technology and make sure it solves these different verticals, problems in these different verticals. That if you take that tack, you might get a little bit more of a flow for how that is, and then you can just get into more specifics about how the technology works, and here's a demo of it solving problems in this space, that sort of thing.
Yep, agreed. I think that would be good. Maybe we can reuse the presentation from the the web payments IG, just the first couple of slides to go over that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go ahead.
I was just going to say it's just important that we don't spend too much time talking about history because we want to get into the actual meat of what's going on with the credentials group. But it would at least give people an idea for, you know, the evolution of this and where it came from and why this discussion is happening here.
Yep. Okay. All right, I'll go back and rework the agenda and hopefully get a new one out soon-ish with that in mind, streamlining it in mind. Okay. Any other concerns about the agenda? Anything? Any deep concerns about any of this stuff? Okay, we'll go ahead and get those changes in. And again, you know, we can change the agenda all the way up to the day of, so all the way up until next Tuesday. But the earlier, the better. So if folks can, you know, chime in on this over the next couple of days, that would be very, very helpful. Okay. If there is nothing else on this topic, we can go to the next one, which is the, the vote status. So we've got a vote, an active vote that's happening right now in the use cases. The vote was called last Tuesday. For the use cases. The vote, so that thing that I just linked to is the, we'll give you all the information about the vote, when you need to vote, who can vote, all that kind of stuff. Basically, if you're on the phone call today and you haven't voted yet, you have until 5 p.m. today. So get your votes in if you haven't voted. Here's a link to the voting form. So far, we've got a decent number of votes. I'd like to see at least six more votes from the group before we can feel fairly confident that most of the people saw it and voted on it. Again, these are the same, you know, use cases that we've been discussing for quite a while in the group. So this is it's more of a formality. But if you haven't voted, vote. Okay. I think that's all we had on the agenda today, and we moved through it pretty quickly. Are there any other concerns or anything else that anyone wants to talk about for the upcoming TPAC meeting? Because if we're not, I might take advantage of having Nate on the phone here so that we can discuss some of the JSON-LD stuff the Badge Alliance is working on. If it's okay if I put you on the spot, Nate, sorry.
That would be okay. My head has been totally into that work, so I'd be okay to discuss it, even though it's pretty early in the morning.
That's true. Apologies for that, too. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about that a bit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I apologize. Regarding the vote, I believe I voted. Can you confirm Mark Luba has voted?
Yeah, let me look. I have to click through your responses. Yes, you have voted. Oh, and actually a number of new votes have come in. Yeah, we've got a lot of votes coming in now, so that's good. But still, if you have not voted, vote.
Thank you.
Okay. Nate, could you give us a brief update on what you've been working on in the Open Badges side of things, in the Badge Alliance side of things with respect to, you know, JSON-LD and digital signatures and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure. I think probably most people on this call are pretty familiar with how Badges technology is structured, in that there is a hosted chunk of JSON that is an assertion of a particular set of claims about skills, accomplishments, anything. I think you could really structure claims around whatever you wanted to describe with your description in JSON. And we're looking at updating the standard to move toward using JSON-LD for one, and also to make it more possible for different issuers to share their representations of you know, particular features about the badge that they're issuing. So, like for example, say we want to enable extensions, which is what we're thinking. I mean, JSON-LD is pretty good in that you can have a, you know, this is whatever term I'm using, and it maps back to a certain IRI which has a description of what I'm trying to do. But we're not totally sure, even with just JSON-LD, that two different issuers are really using the same understanding of what they're wanting to add to a badge. So like if two different people add a location piece of information to a badge, maybe one of them's thinking about a location where the badge actually was earned, and then another one is thinking about a location where there is a, you know, future possible opportunity to earn a badge. You know, slight different understandings of one thing that might be an IRI. And so we're thinking about allowing issuers to define a particular extension where they say, here's a couple properties that I'm going to add in, and they're in JSON-LD, so they're IRIs, and I'm going to add this set of properties together as like a little module into a badge, and then also publish that definition as a context file so that other issuers can use the same context file and publish extra little chunks together on the, you know, in either the badge class, the assertion, or the issuer, any one of those three badge objects could be extended. I'm going to stop there to make sure anyone doesn't have any questions, because that could be confusing.
Sure. So I've got a couple of questions. All that sound very clear, Nate. So I understand what you're saying. I think that's it's a good direction, right? So I don't think you're going to get any arguments on that. Sounds great. The question I had was, I mean, your Badge Alliance is basically focused on using JSON schema, which is great. That has alignment with a lot of the stuff that we're doing in the web payment stuff. We use JSON schema all the time to validate objects that are coming into REST APIs. So if someone transmits a JSON-LD message to a REST API, there's, you know, the system that receives it will do two things. The first thing it'll do is it'll frame the incoming JSON-LD data to put it into a very specific, you know, structure. And then once it's in that specific structure, it will use JSON schema to verify that all the syntactic requirements are met. Right? So then we're basically doing it's a two-stage process, which is ensure that the proper semantic information is in there, and also ensure that the syntactic structure of the badge is what it needs to be. So that is effectively restating what you just said. I know that you're not using the JSON-LD framing stuff, but what I'm trying to express is that I think there's a large amount of alignment there.
I want to focus on doing this correctly, you know, building the right thing, and which is why it's sort of taking a long time. Originally, the Badge Alliance expected we could get a little proposal out in July or something and start really experimenting with it. But it has slowed down because we really want to, there's a bunch of different options about exactly how you structure the relationship between LD and schema here. And you could go with any of the options, and they have different affordances for how hard something is, how easy it is, whether or not you force people to put properties into, you know, extension properties into an object themselves, or if you allow extension properties to just go anywhere in the badge. And so we want to just sort of test things out and make sure that everything works well. And then also, like you said, we're using JSON schema in the prototypes that we're building this last week to apply to the original JSON as opposed to applying to a framed version of the JSON-LD.
Right. Yeah. So there's a. I noticed that there's a big discussion about what you just said, you know, exactly. If you put all of these things, if you stuff all of the extensions in like a top level object, you don't really need JSON schema except for things like, for example, addresses, right? Let's say you want structured data about an address. Well, an address has, for example, a street, you know, the street name, the number on the street, the locality, the country, the city, state, or region. You know, all those things are a kind of a structured relationship. So basically what I'm saying is I don't think we can get away from JSON schema. It is currently unclear, and I mean this in the global sense of talking about JSON-LD, it is currently unclear what the best approach is. Like you said, there are many different approaches for validating information. Some organizations take the JSON-LD, they convert it to RDF and do something like a Sparkle query against it, right? And that is a very heavyweight. We don't want to inflict that on web developers, right? But that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is that the JSON-LD contexts themselves, and I think this is what you were talking about, Nate, can have data in them that specifies extra things, like, for example, how to validate certain fields, how to validate certain properties, right? But there's no standard language of how to express that. So if we're going to do that and do that the right way, we might want to pull in, you know, the rest of the JSON-LD community to kind of have that discussion. Because there are a number of organizations that are doing kind of the same thing, like they're using JSON schema to validate objects, but there's no vocabulary that has really come about as a result of that. So what we could do is take the work that you've done, Nate, and then feed it back to the JSON-LD community for just input, general input on, you know, let's say that we want to use JSON schema and to validate these objects, and we don't want to use JSON-LD framing. Would this be a valid way of doing it? And if they come back with, yeah, you know, that sounds good, then we're on the right track. All I'm saying is let's take advantage of that community to try and solve the problem, because they have really great insight and have been working with JSON-LD for the last, you know, 4-plus years.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, and I think this work is at a stage where it's pretty much ready for feedback from that type of group.
Okay.
We have, you know, some options in front of us as far as, like, how we're actually going to write that validation information into the context file, and we have prototypes of it actually working. I personally feel those prototypes are hundreds of lines too long, you know, and I would prefer to do something simpler, but it's a good time to talk to those people.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and set up that conversation. Whenever you're ready, Nate, just let us know. And then we'll try and get that conversation rolling.
Sure, yeah, around by the end of tomorrow sounds good. I can add a couple more slides that are exactly that information to this deck that I built the other day, and we can talk to the people who have done this before.
Brilliant. Okay, are there any other large concerns that you have that are kind of floating out there that you'd like input on as far as the move over to JSON-LD or any of that stuff?
Well, you know, like when you had originally suggested doing a very flat approach to the badge file in LD, where all the properties are sort of mingled together, I have sort of pushed back on that, and I do like the idea of keeping things modular inside an assertion, a badge class, and an issuer, because each of the properties in an assertion only apply to one earner, and each of the properties in a badge class apply to all of the earners from one badge. And so they have this like different scope. And so I did want to sort of make sure that my current thinking is pretty good. And toward the end of that slide deck I linked a couple minutes ago in the IRC, there are some sketches of how I think this sort of small iteration for badges could move towards a 2.0 version that breaks backwards compatibility, that really focuses around modularity of core badge objects and extensions. And I would like some good technical feedback from anyone in this call on whether they think that is sort of a good direction to be aiming towards.
Okay, sounds good. There are a couple other concerns I want to put pins in while we have you here. So I think the digital signatures thing is a big question mark right now. You know, the TrueCred identity credential stuff does it in one way, and the batch line specs do it in another way. So I think that's a long-term thing that we need to discuss. And what you just said,
yeah,
you know, that modularity kind of goes into that conversation. So, for example, let's say you refer to a badge class using a URL and you digitally sign that badge. Well, what happens if that badge class changes, right? You want to make sure that, for example, if somebody got a pilot's license credential at some point, and then the requirements for the pilot's license change 5 years afterwards, you want to make sure that when they change the requirements, that isn't automatically pulled into the digitally signed badge. It's the non-repudiation, you know, problem. Okay, and you're wrestling with those questions this week. Good.
Yeah,
so
I think I am moving towards the method of digital signatures that AccruTrust has prototyped. I have never really been a fan of the JSON Web Tokens, which wraps a serialized chunk of JSON in a signature, which is, you know, a very simple method, but it prevents you from doing any kind of modification after the fact without breaking the validation. And I think that this... If you can see at the end of that slide deck when you have a chance to take a look, I drew up some diagrams of how badges could be modified, and you could detect exactly what the modification was, and it doesn't break any signatures.
Okay, very cool. Okay, that's interesting. So yeah, I mean, there are two, I guess, two things. One of them where we want to prevent that from happening, and we have to make sure that we're careful about it, and the other one where we do want to allow that kind of flexibility in the future, right? So that's good. Good. It's okay. So let's just put a pin in that and say we need to have a discussion on that. The other discussion I think we need to have is, you know, the vocabulary. I don't think that anyone in this group wants to reinvent the wheel, meaning that the Badge Alliance specs already have a vocabulary for expressing things like a criteria and you know, those types of things, who the issuer is, all that stuff. So rather than reinvent the wheel, we'd like to kind of transform that into a quote-unquote proper RDF library with a proper JSON-LD context, which is work I know that you've already been doing, at least the JSON-LD context side of it. But we want to try and get that document created and then start building off of it. So that's kind of joint work that the Credential CG and the Badge Alliance could work on, and then hopefully we can hand that work, you know, off to the Badge Alliance to continue, or the Badge Alliance might decide that they actually want it standards track and that gets fed back into W3C. So just it's more of a something to highlight that's something we're thinking about. And I don't know where you guys are in the Badge Alliance with respect to thinking about that same kind of thing. I see you've dropped in a link to the standard definitions. I think I saw that file.
Yeah, we're very early on that. That someone just pulled all of the terms that are used in badges out of the GitHub page where the previous definitions were living. We stuck them in an Etherpad so we can all sort of hack on them together. But they should definitely move toward some kind of standardized location. And I don't know exactly like where that should be, but definitely the Badge Alliance is open to suggestions and wants to do it in the way that is very, you know, common and standardized in this community.
Okay. Are there any other bits where you feel like the two, you know, specs of the two approaches are misaligned right now that we could try and align?
Nothing comes to mind in, you know, the very last minute of the call here.
Right. Okay. I mean, if you can think of something else that we need to, you know, focus on aligning, that would be that would be really helpful. Because I think, you know, if the minimum we do is figure out what the vocabulary is, and then say we're going to use JSON-LD, we're like 80 to 90% of the way there, right? I mean, any other really big mismatches from that point on, I think we can deal with. So, if all we do is we define a standard vocabulary that's going to be shared across all these different credentialing badging systems, and we say that we're going to use JSON-LD to do it, I think that's a huge success. That's our first really, really big success.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think we're really made a lot of progress in the last few months of coming to some alignment.
Great. And thank you again, Nate, so much for your work on the alignment work. I mean, you've been a big proponent and supporter of it, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Okay. Any other questions from the group when it comes to alignment and the open badges and JSON-LD stuff?
There's a question in RC.
Can a badge be included in a JWT since JWT may be used during the authorization and authentication process of OAuth? Nate, do you know the answer to that?
Well, I mean, JWT is the signing technology that badges use currently for signed badges. I don't know much about OAuth. You can indeed transmit information. The badge assertion in JSON is complete as far as having all the information, even though we also think of open badges as something that could be baked into a PNG or SVG image for portability. So often we move image files around as opposed to just chunks of JSON. But you definitely could deal in JSON directly. But if I'm misinterpreting any of that, feel free to contact me on the mailing list or anywhere, and we can get into it a little more deeply.
Just to add something to that, Dale, the web payments work a very long time ago started off with OAuth, and we have looked at JWT, and I'm speaking specifically for Digital Bazaar and Accredited Trust at this point. We don't like the way that we don't like the complexity that OAuth, especially like OpenID Connect, brings to the table when you're talking about credentials. There's a simpler way to do it via something like HTTP signatures or via the proposed login mechanism that's based off of credentials. We are planning to create a mechanism to use a credential during an OAuth exchange to do login, but it's more complicated than it needs to be. I'll leave it there. Let me see if I can find the link to.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about
write-up of this.
Yeah, some of the reinventing the wheel and the simplicity of known developer knowledge. Because whenever you're introducing something new, you want to see if you can take advantage of any existing developer knowledge that's in the market. So
right.
That's where my mind was going. So
yeah, here's a link to kind of the secure messaging versus the Jose stack way of doing things. Links in IRC now. That's a write-up that we did comparing the secure messaging spec with the JWA, JWK, JWT, you know, stack. And we feel like the secure messaging stack is way simpler. The downside, of course, being that, you know, it's a new spec, and we certainly want to provide mechanisms for people using OAuth and OpenID Connect to do login. But the problem is that the technology makes a number of assumptions that are not good assumptions to make, especially the JWT stuff. So anyway, take a look through that blog post. We went into a lot of detail on why we don't necessarily like the Jose stack.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else before we end the call? Any other concerns before we head off to TPAC next week? Okay, thanks everyone for joining the call today. The call for next week is canceled because we'll be at TPAC. We'll have the face-to-face at TPAC next week, and then we'll resume calls the following week. Okay, thanks everyone for the call. Take care. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.